This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest.
Never underestimate the power of the American family farmer. This is a program dedicated to those of us who are American family farmers. I'm from the dairy side. I'm Doug Steffen. Been a dairy farmer. Been around cows all my life. The mission of this hour, this program, these podcasts, is to be the voice of advocacy for the farming family, the people that run family farms, family farm businesses, the locavores who use our product, understanding at various times of the year there are different issues, although now I think the big issue in farming is dairy more than anything else. I'm going to spend a few minutes, as I usually do, with a couple of news items affecting the agricultural community from my perspective. Then we're going to meet Tobias Peggs, who is the CEO of an operation called Square Roots Urban Farming. We'll find out there's a certain amount of intelligent urban farming, square roots. We'll put them all together for you. Another way of providing you with ideas on how to make your farm successful. I thought it was interesting that the Russians have announced they're going to sell 2.5 million acres of soybean production to China in light of the trade dispute. Is that the best trade war, some people call it, between the U.S. and China? They're going to take advantage of the situation. They've cut the prices and cut deals with Chinese so that there is a makeup from Russia for the supply. So American farmers continue to lose. One wonders what the inspiration is, even though I do not like the trade deals that have been put together. I think it all ought to be free trade. You get what you get. And all of these prices become inflationary, and they don't really address the real issue. People need to pay for food. They need to pay what it's worth, whether it's in this country or elsewhere. So that's item number one. I suppose in league with that, our continuing focus on dairy prices. USDA says prices for milk and dairy will be around $16. Some have been as low as $14 during the course of the year, $15 during the summer, by the end of the year, up to $16, maybe $16.25. Lower milk prices lead to a sort of a contraction in the number of cows that are around. The average in terms of our having cows, the average number, I guess this year, 9.39 million cows. The first time in a number of years been below 10,000 head. That's because farmers can't afford to be making milk at this price because it's a loser. It costs you 20 bucks. Some people say it's now $20 right in there. I figure it's $24 for me in my area. So how do you keep selling milk for 16 bucks, 17 bucks a hundred weight and come out of it? Well, you don't. You can't. But now cows will go away. More cows have been slaughtered. More cows in the hamburger department. So the price for that sort of thing has gone from about a buck a pound down to 60, 70 cents a pound. And then there's the impact of prices of cheese and butter, non-fat dry milk, that sort of thing, because basically the Suiza family, Dean Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, it's all one, it's all the same, have conspired to lower the prices by bringing a lot of imported milk, and so the Americans, they want to sell milk for cheap prices in all these convenience stores and the grocery stores. And in the meantime, the farmer doesn't get like one-third, even if that, out of the price of a bottle of milk goes to the farmer. The rest of it goes to the middlemen, the producers, the haulers, and all that other stuff. So anyway, the low prices continue, and those of us who are raising cows or who are in the milking department, my cattle dealer told me yesterday that the prices are maintaining. He wasn't busy all summer. And now all of a sudden everybody wants cows, which I find very interesting, especially given the price of milk. The other thing that has caught my eye this week in terms of the news, you'll remember last week we were talking about the $275 million or $295 million award went to the fellow who had been working around Roundup all his life, sued Monsanto. The jury agrees. So now here's another class action lawsuit. This one claims that State Farm Insurance conspired to defraud almost 5 million of its current and former customers of over $1 billion by electing a friendly Illinois Supreme Court judge. So the claim was for $1 billion. They got $250 million out of the judge. David Herndon gave his approval to the settlement when the trial was just about set to begin. I will tell you, these things work. I was involved in a dairy price-fixing suit against the same DFA and the Dean Foods people. A woman who's got a farm up in Vermont sued on behalf of farmers in New England and got I think it was a $35 million settlement. And I just got a check this week. I think it was for $1,740 for having been, you know, basically a part of the problem. Now, not the problem, but I was selling milk to the same people. And as a result of that, I got a check. It doesn't do anything except, you know, all right, what do you do with $1,400 or $1,700, whatever it was? It helps a little, you buy a little grain or something. But it's the principle of the thing. Isn't that what your mother always told you? It's the principle. And it is. It's the principle of the thing. These people will do anything because they're so big. We've allowed these companies, whether it's the milk people or whether it's the insurance companies, and, you know, that name State Farm, what's their advertising? Advertising, State Farm is there or when you need them or something like that. And I don't know that they're alone in this. I think there are probably other insurance companies that do the same sort of thing. But they wanted to avoid the cost of litigation, so they settled, which means they'll always say in the declaration, well, we're not admitting any guilt. Yeah, okay. Why are you paying $250 million, though, to a bunch of people? And State Farm is still big on the farm. A lot of farmers use State Farm. They use other companies that have farm in the name, Farm Bureau Insurance and that bunch. But there are some good insurance companies around. I've changed. I've stayed with the same broker for almost 40 years, but he's representing different lines. I think you always have to shop. If I have one word for people listening, if your insurance policy is up, whether it's your commercial insurance for your vehicles or whether it's your home and your farm, a liability, etc., shop around. Get different prices. That always keeps your... that you like to think that the person who is doing the writing for you, the insurance agent, has your back. And sometimes they slip up, like mine did this year, and I changed the policy. I had a vehicle policy, and I changed it. First time in 35 years, I think. Because the price, they weren't keeping up with the price. So you think he's going to figure that out and do something different next year? I think so. So, but always shop around for price for insurance. I think that's the regard that I have. In a moment, Tobias Peggs will join us, 15 past the hour. Let me tell you how to get the best night's rest. Farming is busy, tough work, and we need to get a good night's rest. Oftentimes, with me, I know I work until dark and go right to bed so that I can get up in the morning and feel good. That's why I enjoy and actually appreciate My Pillows. My Pillows, guaranteed to be the most comfortable way for you to sleep. That's the same guarantee they have for their sheets, for their mattresses, for their bed covers. Heck, you can get a really great pillow bed for your dog. They're all there in the catalog, which is available at MyPillow.com. Look it over. See what you can get. Guaranteed American product. It's all made here. And the guarantee comes from the family, the Lindell family that runs MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com for all the promos and use the promo code DJV.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos.
Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protected with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb.
Or hauling.
Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated mpg. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We work hard at being healthier.
One, two.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hi, we are now about to meet Tobias Peggs, who's the co-founder and the CEO of Square Roots Urban Farming in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, so we'll start there. Tobias, Brooklyn, New York, not exactly the agricultural capital of America.
Well, it soon might be, to be honest with you. We're getting an incredible response from people who want to come farm with us, people who want to come check out the farm, people who want to buy the food. There's a huge movement now around, you know, growing local food. And when you think that there's 8 million people in New York who, you know, are on that train and want local food, then, you know, increasingly they're looking for solutions in the city. And folks like us growing lots of really tasty food right on their doorstep.
All right. So in the absence of somebody like you and others who may be starting to do this, where do people in cities like New York get their food? Because there are farmers markets everywhere. Where's that food coming from?
Yeah, there are farmers markets, and there are some great farmers markets. And we definitely think that you know, what we're doing at Square Roots, which is very kind of high-tech, indoor, controlled climate farming, you know, we're on the same side as those kind of upstate farmers that come into the city, you know, every couple of weeks and do farmers markets. Obviously, in New York and, you know, in a lot of the country, there's a limit on the growing season, right? 5, 6, 7 months maybe if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And
right.
So, you know, what happens then to the consumer that really wants this locally grown food, that wants that connection with the farmer, that understands the, you know, the taste and nutrition that comes with local food? You know, what do they do come October, November, when all of a sudden that goes away, right? And I think that solutions like ours, with the ability then to grow that food and do it all year round, you know, is really sort of helping that consumer be able to access this food 12 months a year.
I wonder if it would work for someone who had extensive holdings, let's say up in using New York as an example, maybe out in Long Island or up in Westchester County or maybe in Litchfield County just outside in Connecticut, for them to have to take their operation and have a satellite, to set up a satellite in New York City. You think that would work, or is this a whole different thing and you wouldn't necessarily know how to do it the right way just by having experience in the normal world? Hold on just a second. I ask you the question foolishly just before we have to pause for a word from local stations carrying this program. So we'll go to that in just a moment if you'll hold on, Tobias. Thank you. Tobias Peggs from Square Roots in Brooklyn, 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the farm.
How well equipped are you to survive in the farming game if you're a family farmer? This program, these podcasts that you can find of our weekly get-togethers, sort of the conversation tightened up a bit, at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Tobias Pegg's here, who's the co-founder and the CEO of Square Roots Urban Farming. Okay, so I asked you a question, fairly quick one, but then I looked at the clock and knew we had to hold back. So let's go back to that and let's put the pieces together of what you were about to say when I said, hold on, Tobias.
Yes, well, I think the question was, could a traditional soil farmer, someone with a farm,
somebody nearby, come in and make it work in the city? Yeah,
that's right. Could it make work in the city? So I think, I mean, the answer is yes, right? But I think the answer is yes. Because obviously incredibly helpful to know how to grow really tasty plants. But B, one of the things that we've done at Square Roots is developed a farming technology that we call Farmer First technology, which is all about surrounding the farmer with as many tools and data and insights to make the growing of food and growing of really tasty food as easy as possible. And we think of our farms really as almost like iPhones, right? You know, they're very intuitive. Anyone can use them. You press a few buttons and like magic happens. But underneath, you're really using a supercomputer, right? You don't know that when you're using the iPhone. You just have a delightful experience. It's the same with our farms, right? So the reason that we've had to build our farms this way is because of who our farmers are, right? And so what we do for our farmers is we work with young people from all across the city, all across the country actually now, to come and apply to join a 12-month program at Square Roots. And during those 12 months, we take them from basically zero farming knowledge to be able to run one of these farms and grow food in the same neighborhood as the customer, and then also get the experience of being an entrepreneur and packaging that food and selling that food and engaging the local community and making money while they do that. So the idea being that over the 12 months that they're with us, once these young farmers kind of graduate from our program, they then know how to do this themselves. They could go set up their own urban farm, whether that's in New York or across the country or around the world. The idea really is we're growing food and we're selling food. That's how we make money as a business. But at the same time, we're trying to unleash a whole new generation of young farmers into the industry, which, as you know, is really needed right now.
All right, so they don't stay with you. You don't have longevity. Somebody must be teaching them how to do this. Who do you have on staff? Where did you find the people that teach? I'm looking at some of the youngsters who are there. A fellow named Brian Comris. I get a kick out of his sense of humor. His Twitter handle is Sponge Brian Square Roots.
That's right. So in addition to the technology, right, which is very kind of intuitive and can basically helps anyone learn to farm very, very quickly, we also have an expert team on staff as well. So we have head of farming operations that worked in urban farms in Atlanta. We have people around us that have worked in soil farms in California and South America. So we're certainly surrounded by a lot of farming expertise, as we are surrounded by a lot of technology expertise, and the whole thing comes together to really produce this platform that, again, allows a young person with a lot of passion to grow food in the community and get people connected to their food, but they don't quite know how to get started. We've been able to provide that platform that helps them get started and get up to speed in literally a matter of weeks.
Yeah. See, that's what I like. You're training people. We want to keep younger people coming into the business, if you will. We'll continue our overview of Square Roots Urban Farming with ideas for you from Tobias Peggs at 28 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. It's estimated that about 14 million men in the U.S. have an enlarged prostate gland, medically known as benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH.
About 50% of men the age of 60 will have symptoms associated with enlarged prostates, but about 90% of men age 85 and older have symptoms, so it's very common.
According to Dr. Annie Krambeck, symptoms can include difficulty urinating, feeling the need to urinate more, and in some cases, urinary tract infection. Simple lifestyle changes can help. Things like drinking less at night and avoiding soda and other bladder irritants like alcohol and decongestants.
If those little changes do not help, there's several medications available that can be taken on a daily basis to help relax the prostate, open the channel, make it easier to urinate.
Surgery could be another option. Dr. Krambeck says patients who are treated for BPH generally see a dramatic improvement in their quality of life. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is quick to condemn a New York Times opinion piece by an anonymous administration official who offers a scathing indictment of the president's character and performance in office.
In what I call the failing New York Times, that's talking about he's part of the resistance within the Trump administration. This is what we have to deal with. And, the dishonest media, because you people deal with it as well as I do. But it's really a disgrace.
The president was clearly upset by the op-ed.
Can you believe it? Anonymous. Meaning gutless. A gutless editorial.
The author is said to be a senior official in the Trump administration and claims to be part of a quiet resistance that pushes back against parts of the president's agenda. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, "This coward should do the right thing and resign." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a number one best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest Tea Party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest Tea Party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Alaruth keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Reality of the value of the American family farmer. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we are focused on Square Roots Urban Farming, a company run by Tobias Peggs in New York City, in Brooklyn, in fact. Modular buildings, that sort of thing. This seems like anathema to a lot of people who are used to just growing outside. But basically you set up what are sort of elaborate greenhouses. Isn't that really how this works in sort of an industrial area of Brooklyn?
Yeah, the farms that we have are actually built inside refurbished shipping containers. So inside those containers is a completely controlled environment, which means we're able to effectively program the farm to make it feel like any climate from around the world.
So you can get 12 months a year out of it. You can grow 12 months a year this way, yeah?
Well, you can get 12 months a year, but you can also get 12 months a year of, say, northern Italy. right? Because we can study the, sort of climate data from that region and understand, okay, when does the sun come up? When does the sun go down? What is the temperature profile across the day? What's the humidity? What's the CO2 level, et cetera, et cetera? And then we can program our farm to replicate that environment.
Ah, but the soils there, the influence of the soils from that region would be different than unless you brought over a boatload of soil from that area.
Right? Right. Well, so the other thing then within our farms, as well as being able to create that perfect climate all year round, is that we also grow hydroponically. And we do that very specifically to, reduce water usage. And then also, of course, then we're able to, mix the nutrients with that water solution and just give the plant kind of exactly what it needs to be able to grow based on the, yield that we're after or the taste or the texture or whatever we're trying to sort of, really focus on for the particular customer that we have in mind.
So it sounds like to me, excuse me, I just had, I was eating carrot while I was talking to you, and it didn't get all the way down. And it wasn't a carrot grown in your facility. So is there a danger here, Tobias, of this being too perfect? We all have the vagaries of the weather, that sort of thing, that influence how well we do or don't do with regular farming operations. But it sounds like we are in the computer age, to be sure. It almost sounds like we're aiming for perfection, which may help the success quotient, no question about that. But it sounds like it takes a little, I don't mean to say that having bad weather is fun, but there's so much science involved and so much sort of computer focus that there's hard to make a mistake. It sounds like it's hard to make a mistake.
Well, I think, for sure we have a lot of technology at play here, right? But I think our technology is really about supporting the farmer, right? How do we help the farmer to grow better food? And, there's a huge science industry around, pesticides and herbicides and GMO crops that, only work with those certain pesticides. You don't need me to explain that to your audience, right?
No,
what we're trying to do, we're trying to do is bring young people who want to live in the city, but also want to get more connected with their food. And until a couple of years ago, it would be impossible to join those two dots. Now we're able to join those dots and we're able to say, okay, well, here is a farm that works in the middle of the city. It lives in a shipping container that we can drop on a parking lot in the middle of your neighborhood. And then we'll surround you with all this technology so that you can come in and grow this food and get it out to your customers. And it's really tasty and it's GMO free and there are no sprays and it's, the cleanest, tastiest food anyone's ever going to have. And because it's year round, or because it's indoor and controlled climate, you're able to do that all year round, which means if you're trying to run a farming business, which is hard enough anyway, all of a sudden now we've extended the growing season from 6 months to 12 months, and so you're revenue generating 12 months a year as well. So I'm not saying this should replace the, romantic ideal of the farm, that you just described. In fact, we learn a lot from our relationships with those farmers. We're actually all on the same side. Right, what we're trying to do is get local food to people in the community, get people connected with their food, and the more of that happens, the better, I think.
I agree. I'm thinking, I was about to ask you about fertilizer, but you sort of answered the question. There are things that go into hydroponics that might not otherwise be usable, even in the most pristine conditions out in the farm. But let me ask you the next question after that. How do you combat diseases? Because there are a lot of things that develop on vegetables and that sort of thing. Is it because of the environment? Are you protected from that stuff? You don't have those problems?
Yes, certainly we have less, to your point, because it is a controlled environment. Mm-hmm. Now, we also, like a any other farm have really robust standard operating procedures and policies to make sure that, you know, folks are following, you know, all of the food safety protocols properly to just minimize those outbreaks. Now, of course, even in those situations, you will, you know, have the occasional pest outbreak. And so inside these farms, we actually lean a lot on techniques that organic farmers have used forever. And we run, you know, pretty sophisticated IPM programs in there. So we have beneficial bugs running around inside the farms mm-hmm. as well.
So that creates sort of a sweet spot. They have, if you didn't hear earlier on, one of the things Jason was touting, which seems like a very cool way to do things, is the training for what they refer to as the next generation of farmers, next-gen farmer training, youngsters who come in, mostly probably college grads, who may have various backgrounds that heard about you, they want to learn how to do it. So are you finding that you're sending out, have you created through Square Root some kind of foundation that would help finance people who would go out into other areas? Or is that too soon? Is that some of your, is there a goal in there to be able to make sort of a national operation out of this?
Yeah, definitely in the plan. Just to, you know, you talked about our farmers coming in as being mostly college grads. Certainly we have a fair share there, but it's a very diverse bunch, right? I mean, around the table right now, we have a guy that used to be an investment banker who was sick of sitting behind a spreadsheet all day long and wanted to make an impact on the world and quit to learn how to become an urban farmer. And then we have a guy from the Bronx, you know, who grew up in a food desert with zero access to locally grown or any type of fresh food and is really driven by, justice and food access and wants to sort of learn these techniques so that he can one day go bring food to his neighbors. It's a pretty wide bunch, actually, that we have. I'm no social scientist, but as I look around the table there on any, you know, given day when we have sort of our weekly farmers meetings, and I always think it's unusual to have the investment banker and the boy that grew up in the Bronx, you know, sat around the same table all debating how to fix the food system in a city. And that's one of the absolute pieces of magic that happens on a weekly basis at Square Root. Mm-hmm.
Urban farming. The discussion continues. Tobias Peck's passing along some ideas. Even the established farmers that may want to work year-round, this may be a good idea for you once you learn how to do it. You don't have to learn how to farm, but learn how to do the various things, the nuances that are put forth in the plans here. One wonders if you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Tobias, let me deal with that in a matter of moments here. As we continue on the American Family Farmer, here's something that's right up your alley. The folks who developed Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. They have developed a number of teas, but Life Change Tea is specifically aimed at cleaning up your innards, if you know what I mean. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula. Gentle daily cleansing goes on in your body, getting rid of those things that Tobias and I were just talking about. The GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides. If you don't have access to the good food from places like Square Root, and you're buying things in the traditional food store, you're buying a lot of crap because it's almost impossible to get rid of the processing and the way the major conglomerates are dealing with food. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, all natural, gentle, cleanses your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Life Change Tea is all natural. It's all organic. The teas are grown in the United States and blended in the United States. So when you're going to GetTheTea.com, look for a Life Change Tea because that's the sort of the standard of the industry. There are other great tasting teas and very beneficial teas that you can get at that site as well. You're going to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV and they'll ship it to you without cost. That's the code DJV. Buy Life Change Tea only online, not available in stores, at GetTheTea.com.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you seen the amusing warning label on a pillow that's making the rounds on social media? It's about a foot and a half long. There's a lot of confusion about pillow tags. Can we remove them or not? However, if you actually make a pillow, they're not only confusing, they're expensive. Carrie Smith was expecting her first child when she developed a unique pillow that made her more comfortable. Other pregnant women loved it too, so she started selling them. Then, she discovered that 15 states have special regulations just for pillows. She said all of the governmental red tape was the toughest part of starting her business. Let's be fair, selling a pillow isn't easy in America. One of the winners in our annual Wacky Warning Labels contest was found on a travel pillow made specifically for children. It's a great product, but it actually came with a warning label saying, "Keep product away from children." With all of these warnings, it's no wonder so many of us have a hard time sleeping at night. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
All right, so let's spend a couple more minutes here with Tobias Peggs. Your background, obviously Australian or South African? I get South Africa in your voice. Which is it?
I'm actually English, although my wife is an Aussie. Okay. So you may well be hearing some of that antipathy and inflection in my
You got a little influence there. So how much of this comes from that experience of yours? How does that work in terms of...
I grew up in England, you know, by virtue of the fact that the country is pretty small, almost everything is local. And, you know, when I moved to the U.S., 14, 15 years ago, now I can remember literally walking into the supermarket for the first time and seeing, you know, watermelons that were like a foot diameter. And, you know, what struck me most was how there were few things on the supermarket shelf that were labeled non-GMO. And I suddenly started realizing, oh my God, that means everything else is GMO. And I just started getting more and more curious, you know, about what was going on in the food system. And, you know, to cut a very long story short, because we are short on time here, sort of realized that if we could grow food, you know, local to most people, and we sort of appreciate that most people live in the city, right? By 2050, there'll be almost 10 billion people on the planet, and 70% will live in urban areas. And so if you want to bring food to those people, you've got to figure out urban farming. And if you want to be able to do that all year round so that people have access to local, fresh, tasty food 12 months a year, then you've got to go that next step and do sort of indoor controlled climate farming, right, so that you can make that happen. My career has been, you know, a lot of entrepreneurship, and, you know, I've had some really fabulous mentors helping me kind of get to where I am. And part of the Square Roots model is I then wanted to do that for other people as well. And so I saw the issue that we have in the country where the average age of a farmer is 58 years old, and thought, okay, we need more young people into farming. You know, can we do that, right? And that sort of was the seed of the Next Gen Farmer Training Program that we have.
All right. So if you want to learn about Square Roots, check out the website, squarerootsgrow.com. You can follow on social media at Square Roots Grow. And if you're interested in, if you're in New York, they have monthly farm tours and workshops there. Check those out, too, at squarerootsgrow.com.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Now 53 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. Do you have visitors coming? This is the time of year when agritourism seems to be at its height. What with all of the dairy. Well, not just, I was thinking about dairies, but that's almost a year-round thing. But I'm thinking of people who grow apples and pears, the orchards. They start to get very busy now for the next couple, 3 months, till somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas. People come in. I know on my farm we have visitations every weekend. People want to see the cows. They want to see the horses and the goats, the chickens and that kind of stuff. So if you have visitors coming, I want to pass along what I've learned about agritourism, and I'll do that in a nutshell after this. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. One of the great things, by the way, is an aside of me being able to travel around and see how farming is done in various parts of the country, although admittedly mostly my routine is on the East Coast and the West Coast, not much in between. I am very interested in supporting the family farmers. You know, that's really the core of this program. So I should mention as an aside, what I liked about buying some fresh Maine blueberries was the wrapper on the box, which basically suggests that family farms are supported by Blue Sky Farms. You can go to BS Produce and see what they're all about. They are Maine growers of blueberries. I like the packaging. I'd say that, you know, just advisedly. Okay, so agritourism. I guess a lot of people want to know what it is. Do you have people come to your farm to pick? As I say, this program is for people who are farmers and the local workers who come to your farm to buy your produce, or you're buying maybe dairy products from a local farmer. I hope that's the case. Sometimes you go out and pick raspberries, you pick your own strawberries, you can pick apples. A lot of times in the spring, learn how maple syrup is made, watch the tomatoes grow, all kinds of activities. That's the growing trend in agriculture, is to have agritourism. I think if you go back a few generations to when I was a kid, families had relatives and friends and neighbors living with them on the farms if they weren't farmers themselves. The tradition of visiting the farm and getting the experience of agriculture, especially at harvest time, is seeing a revival in lots of areas. That's why I said agritourism gets bigger, I think, in the fall. And understanding how food is produced is important as well. So, if you have visitors coming, how do you protect yourself? How do you cover your liability risks? I think a lot of people don't think about safety issues. Maybe it's too late, somebody falls down, gets hurt, they sue you, that sort of thing. And then you say to yourself, geez, I wish I had insurance. So, perhaps to help you think a little bit, to plan ahead, there is a guide, agritourism guide, available online at agtourismsafety.com, agtourismsafety.com. And I think it's pretty important for you, especially if you're going to do a lot of it this fall, the tours, that sort of thing. Certainly if you have a farmer's market on your farm, any kind of equine operations, and especially you pick operations, you got a haunted house, the haunted farm, that kind of stuff. So if you go into that guide, it clarifies what you need to have. I have people coming to my farm. There are signs all over the farm. This is an active farm. Please be careful. And then I've indemnified myself lots of different ways in how the farm is owned. You indemnify yourself that way. But you also have to make sure the farm isn't going to trip you up. Make sure that whatever you're carrying people around in, if you're using a wagon, is well maintained. Make sure the access areas are clean. Don't let people fall, slip around on mud or manure. That kind of just common sense stuff. And put things that are off limit, clearly off limits. Identify those areas. I do. That's the biggest help. Make sure people don't go where you don't want them to go. That's my overview. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.